We're on the phone today with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. OCA has weighed in on a National Park Service proposal to designate the Chisholm Trail and the Great Western Trail, both historic cattle drive trails that go through from Texas across Oklahoma and into Kansas. National Park Service wanted to designate them as a historic trail. OCA's got some heartburn over that. Michael, what's the concern that OCA has with this potential designation?
Yeah, it's Ron, there are two. There's a feasibility study by the National Park Service for two trails, the Chisholm Trail and the Great Western Trail. And what they want to do is designate these as National Historic Trails, as you mentioned. Our concern with that is twofold. Number one, landowners have not been a part of the feasibility study. If you look at the 165, almost 170 page study, you'll see there that there were no organizations like cattlemen's associations or any other commodity groups that were informed of the feasibility study and then involved. The general public was, but not specifically for cattlemen's organizations or landowner organizations. The other thing, and this one's more concerning for us, is on page 3 of the document, and you'll see this several times as you read this study, they indicate that the proposal is to designate it as a National Historic Trail and then do additional management plans and environmental compliance studies to understand what those regulations might be. Well, that's a no-go for us as cattlemen, to agree to something and then say, okay, after we agree to it, then you can come in and tell us what we have to do to comply. We need to know that first. And so we're very skeptical of that. Additionally, if you look at what the organizations that the National Park Service indicates would be a part of those environmental compliance and economic compliance and management plans, it's kind of an alphabet soup of federal agencies such as EPA, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and some others. And quite frankly, those two alone cause us great concern. So this is something that we're commenting in opposition to the designation at this point in time. We certainly appreciate the historic significance of the Chisholm Trail and the Great Western Trail, but which leads us to say, why weren't cattlemen involved in this process to begin with?
Michael, it seems that if you make the designation first, then you say we'll write regulations later, that you're leaving yourself wide open to, if at the extreme, perhaps some sort of a grabbing of private property rights or losing a private property rights because of this designation. Is that right?
That would be the extreme, and certainly a part of the reality. And anytime you designate a national historic monument or site or facility, you're going to bring in folks who want to look at it, and that's appropriate. Those national historical societies, I've seen personally, taken my family to a few, and they're very appropriate. But in this case, we're talking about a lot of this land goes right through the middle of many ranches, right up the old Chisholm Trail. A lot of OCA members, their ranch is cut in half. And in fact, I talked to one earlier who said there's an old watering hole that's right on his family's homestead place. And so would that mean that folks would have access to that, or you'd have to have some type of facilitation for access? We just don't know. Never mind the preservation compliance that may come along in the case of watering holes or old campsites or whatever the case may be. So there's just way too many unknowns about how this may affect, exactly as you said it, Ron, private property rights. And so we need to know that ahead of time. So we're very much in opposition, and we're going to wait till the comment period's over. We're encouraging people to comment in opposition, and then once that's done, we're going to start working on the National Park Service in full force to move this back.
I guess what there are just a few days left until the end of this week that somebody can go online and make a comment themselves, right?
That's right. If you just want to, our email that we send out on Mondays, we send out a link to that, or you can just Google National Park Service, Chisholm Trail, Great Western Trail, National Historic Designation, those types of words, and it'll lead you to a spot. It's really easy to make comments online. In fact, that's how they encourage you to make comments, and you can just do a couple of clicks And what we're encouraging folks to do is, you know, again, don't write an epistle or feel like you have to write an epistle or a novel or anything. You can just go in and make small, short, and sweet comments, especially if your land is affected by one of these trail designations, then we surely encourage you to give comment in that case.
Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.